With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Get Real.
Get Real.
Hosted by us, BM.
Ashley.
And Penilla, B2B.
This is where we get honest about the ups and downs of adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
And we are blessed again this week, again by Junie.
Junie!
Yes,
what
sir.
What up?
Wait, I just noticed, do you have Canadian… Oh, do you have the maple leaf tattoo?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
so cool.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, you guys have tattoos?
Yeah.
I got one on my back. I got one on my ribs. She got one on…
Everywhere.
She got everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
No,
that was so weird.
No,
with the little eyebrow thing everywhere.
Today's episode, guys, we're not talking about tattoos. What we're talking about is drama.
Don't want no drama.
And no, we do not mean K-dramas. We're talking about when people start getting into beef with each other in real life and how we deal with it. Are we the one in it? Are we the friend of the person that's getting into beef? Or…
What's happening?
Are we…
What's happening?
We all want to stay out of it, but sometimes we just get sucked into it. So how do we cope with it? Before we get heavy into it, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yeah, good reviews and 5 stars only.
Guys, we're talking about drama. So, I don't know about you guys. I have a question. Have you guys ever been like in one of the main dramas that like everyone's like, oh snap. Like, have you ever had beef with someone so hard that you guys were like the one of the main topics of school?
I wasn't that popular.
No.
I wonder if I'm allowed to talk about that.
Why not?
I was though.
You were?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because of a girl, man. It's always
because of a girl with the dudes.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I can safely say it wasn't my fault.
You were possessed sure? or what?
Yeah. No, because the girl didn't tell me that she was… Like, she told me that she broke up with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But then turns out she was just trying to avoid him. And then the boyfriend's best friend was at the party as well.
And then and they then caught you making out.
And the back of the bus.
Does it connect like that? But yeah.
This was in junior high school or high
it
school?
Was in… Okay, so in Vancouver, it's like… High school is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So
oh, right.
I was in 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
So
oh.
8, 9, 10. So what is that?
So 10th grade is
sophomore year.
Wait, what? 8th grade is high school? 8, 9,
yeah,
10, 11, 12?
So it's like elementary and then we call it secondary school.
Oh, whoa.
Which is high school.
But
so
how,
there's only 2 schools.
Oh, there's only 2?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. Mm.
So it's just…
Where I grew up, yeah.
So elementary is 1st grade to 7th grade?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Oh.
Whoa.
And then 8th grade is like high school. We consider it high school
grade
now.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Did you get into a physical altercation with him after that?
Okay.
It's like a fun thing to talk about with your friends, but I don't know. I just didn't think it was okay.
Okay. I mean, if you feel uncomfortable talking about
it. It's cool though.
I'll talk about it. He whoop his ass.
Nah, I got my ass kicked.
Oh, shit.
Nah, I'm joking. Yeah. But no, there were a bunch of dudes. A bunch of dudes.
Oh, so you got jumped.
Yeah, I got jumped.
Okay.
Oh, I've been jumped before. Yeah. So that was my first, like, I've never been jumped again, but like that was my first time.
Dang. Oh my god, I haven't heard that word in so long.
But I can tell you. Oh, then let me get into detail.
Yeah.
This is a movie. He calls me up the next day at the party.
Uh-huh.
And he calls my phone. I don't know who it is. I pick up and he's like, "Is this Junie?" I'm like, "Yeah, it is." And he's like, "You messed around with my girl."
Mm.
I was like, "What are you talking about?" Mm. And then he's like, "I'm this and this, and I'm her boyfriend." and I want you to apologize to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, but I didn't know, right? So yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll man up. I'll apologize to you.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet up with you. And he's like, okay, meet me here and here at this time.
He set it up, huh? Oh.
I went over. He was all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. I can just walk up to him. Just man up and apologize and mm-hmm. never see him again. We're cool.
Yeah.
I go up to him and then I remember he looked really shady.
Mm.
Hands in his pockets and then he wouldn't look in my eyes. And I was like, this guy's kind of shady. And then he's like, I want to sincerely apologize. I want you to shake my hand.
Mm.
And then let me try with you.
Yeah.
Shake my hand.
Oh.
He's like, okay. Shake your hand. He's like, okay. And he just grabs me like that.
Uh-huh.
And he just grabs my arm. And they're like five dudes come out of like bushes and just with like masks on.
What?
And he's just trying to beat
out
me.
Out the bushes.
What is this?
Get him.
What?
Yeah. Yo, but
dang.
I was
coming
smooth
out of
enough,
sewers
I was
and
smooth
bushes.
Enough to have my phone ready for my friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I speed dialed them, like my favorite contacts. And
uh-huh.
I dialed them and I threw my phone away.
Uh-huh.
And then I like yelled. I'm like, yo, get the over here, like
come help me.
Come help me.
I'm getting jumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just trying to protect my head.
Yeah.
Aww.
They had they had some like weapons, right?
Oh no.
Yeah. So I was scared. I thought I was gonna get like severely injured.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my friends came through and then yeah.
They helped
How
you?
Badly
they helped me
did
out.
You get
they
hurt?
Ran away. Huh?
How badly did you get hurt?
No, I didn't get hurt at all. They just had weapons, but I don't think they were like man enough to use them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's a dangerous thing at that age too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they ran away. And then later on, they came to apologize. So.
Oh,
wow.
What the heck?
Yeah, they came
Sorry
to apologize.
Sorry we jumped you, bro. Because my friend
was like, you know.
Oh, he was someone who could regulate that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'd hated getting involved in that kind of stuff. But in high school, like, you want to look tough and, like, you want to be a man and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. In high school, you know, when you're on the real world, it's mm-hmm. about power and how it's about stability and what can you provide? How can you help?
Yeah.
But in high school, for you know, the males, it's more about who's the alpha male of the school. And that usually is dictated by who can, you know, throw hands the best. Who can fight the best. So, I mean, those are really, you know, it's a very common thing. But dang, they jumped you?
Yeah.
You didn't even know. I would have been mad at the girl a little bit. Like, why aren't you telling me you had a
boyfriend? I was mad. I was really mad. Yeah. I never talked to her after that. But like, yeah,
were,
that was
Were they all Korean?
No.
Oh.
No, these none of them were Korean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have much Korean friends until I was in like senior year in high school.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's when I started having Korean friends. But my whole I used to dance too.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like I've had a lot of like just Asian friends. You know what I mean? But like most of them were Korean.
Drama, guys.
Damn.
Girl drama, guy drama, all types of drama in high school, huh?
Drama, ma. And junior high school.
Junior high school? What type of drama you have in junior high school?
I had more drama in junior high school than high school.
Dang, was it over boys?
It was over boys. It was just girls talking crap about each other or stealing man from each other.
Dang. You stole
steal
men?
A man.
Not me.
not me.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's usually the thing, huh? When you're young.
Yeah. I think in junior high school, well, amongst girls, there was always drama because someone would talk crap about another girl saying that she was either a social climber or two-faced. Those two things were the things that we hated the most. Mm. So if we saw that anyone was two-faced or anyone was a social climber, that's when we would just… not like that person.
Wait, you guys had the word social climber back then too?
Yeah, we used it like crazy.
Wow.
We were always like, oh my gosh, she's such a social climber.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you ever use that word or that term?
That's like the first time I'm hearing it right now.
Really?
No, I know it, but I've never heard it in high school.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like the same thing as like clout chaser, right?
Yeah. Trying to be like popular.
Yeah.
That was the thing for us in junior high school.
That was the first time I heard it.
You're such a f-ing social climber.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be such a social climber?
Gosh. Damn. You just do it all for attention. Trying to be popular.
Oh, dang. All right. Social climber. Okay.
Wow. I feel like Peniel didn't have a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like you're not the type to get involved in that type of stuff.
I like listening to it. I'm like, oh shit, what happened next? Really? Tell me more. But then whenever they're like, have a problem, I'm like, oh, really? Oh, my bad. I never really got into drama.
Yeah. I never got into cat fights, thank God. Well, I was too much of a wuss. There was one time in junior high school, some girl wanted to start beef with me for no reason. Mm-hmm. Well, there must have been a reason, but I don't remember. And there were rumors that she was going to come after me after school. Mm-hmm. So I told all of my friends and a niece I had around me. And they followed me to the bus station to make sure that I wouldn't get beat up.
Dang.
And I was crying. I was like, what if she beats me up? What if she comes after me? But thankfully, she didn't. Because I think there were so many people around me. So thankfully, I had my caring Anise. If I didn't, I might have gotten really badly beaten up.
She's like in the bush. Oh, there's so many. Never mind. I'm going to apologize to her tomorrow.
Oh wait, I remember there was one time.
You whooped his ass or what?
Oh no.
Okay.
So like I just playfully like smacked him in the back of the head.
Oh.
And then I guess he kind of took it personally.
Oh.
And then he like messaged me on AIM. He was like,
AIM.
On AIM. He was like, yo man, like why'd you smack me on the back of my head? Like blah, blah, blah. I was just like a playful like tap. You know, like I didn't mean to hurt you. It's like, oh like blah blah blah. It's like, and then he took it personally because the girl that he had a crush on was there.
Saw it?
And I was like, oh yo, like my bad. Like I didn't know you had a crush on her. I was like, oh my bad. He's like, yeah. And then like,
But he told you that? Like the girl I had a crush on was there, but why'd you smack me?
Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, like my bad. Like I didn't know that. And he's like, yo, like, whoa. And then I remember he wanted to get into a fight.
Oh no.
Or like he made it sound like he was like, because we lived in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So and he was saying, let's meet at the park. So I was like, what, you're trying to fight or something? I was like, well, why are you trying to meet at the park?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, the fuck? I was like, all right, like what time? And then all of a sudden, like our mutual friend like aims me and he's like, yo, are you trying to get into a fight with him right now? I was like, don't do it, man. Like blah, 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 blah. I was just like, I was just at home eating chips. Like he's the one that told me to meet him at the park.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh really? He's like, he told me that you were trying to pick a fight. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, no. And then like it just kinda like died down. Because I was just like, why are you telling him that like I'm trying to pick a fight? Like you're the one telling me to meet at the park. And he was just like, oh shit. And he was like, my bad.
So
and
you
then,
didn't go?
No,
you ended up okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
And we didn't talk for like a few months, and then he just like showed up at my door like
with cookies
like he did bring chips, not cookies.
So he came to apologize.
It was like let's watch a movie and kick it. I was just like, the f-? Like I don't know where, like what the f-? All right. He's like, yeah, my bad. It's like,
aww.
I just got mad because I think low-key I think he got turned down, but
from the girl.
So I think he was like, oh, like, wow. But yeah.
I mean, for all the listeners, none of us condone in physical violence at all.
And yeah.
If there's any way to get through, you know, any type of drama, doing it like how Peniel did it, just having a way to get out of it is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
But them fights be crazy in high school. Like…
I don't think it gets as serious as you grow old. Like it doesn't…
It doesn't. Yeah. It definitely becomes stupider as you grow old.
Yeah. Because it's so stupid if you think about it now.
My friend got his collarbone broken in a fight.
See? Man. Like stuff like that happens.
It's not worth it.
People get killed in fights.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's really not worth it. If there's a way to talk about it and get through it… I think that's the best, because guy or girl, if you approach someone and say, hey, I'm hurt, this was disrespectful to me, I would like you to, you know, kind of think of me more and have more respect for me. Like, that usually fixes it normally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because I've had that happen to me too. Like, someone told me, like, hey, I don't think you're being respectful to me. Like, can you please respect me, like, as your friend? And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I felt so bad. I almost started crying. I felt bad. I was like, dang, I disrespected him. You know, like, I started, like, yeah, thinking about what if that happened to me.
Right.
And I just felt like almost like a bully. So, like, I almost started crying that one time. Yeah. Drama.
Why are you so giggly today?
Oh, no. I'm just laughing.
I felt so bad. But, you know, the normal person will feel that. You know, if someone comes to you, like, on a respect type level and say, hey, I don't like that you're doing this, then, you know, they should stop. If they don't stop, I hope you got some undies or some hyungs behind you. Like Ashley. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they started fights for no reason back then. Just for fun, even.
They did.
Just like after school, we're having a fight. Mm. I'm going to fight you.
No, and then, you know what though? I saw my first like brawl in elementary school.
Wow.
What was it, like a 10 on 10 or a 5 on 5?
It was like everyone at recess, like all the guys during recess.
They're just punching each other?
Yeah, I was just like, I was on the swings and then all of a sudden I just see like a bunch of commotion. And I was like, what's happening? I jumped off the swings and I was just like, what's going on? I was like, what? What? And then it's like elementary school, like they don't know how to fight properly. Like I just see like kids running and like drop kicking each other and stuff. Yeah. Like I was like, what? What's going on? And then the… What did you call them?
The dean?
No, like the recess something. Like recess… I feel like there was another name for it. Was it just teacher? I don't know.
Okay.
It might have… Yeah, like one of the teachers, like they grabbed me by the shirt and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just watching. I'm just watching. I'm just watching.
I'm just a spectator.
But yeah, it was in elementary school. I remember it was like the first brawl. I was like, whoa.
Man, you guys ever find yourself in the middle of like gossip? Like your name come up.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they say about you?
Well,
Ashley?
Not now, but back then. It was, you know, people just like to exaggerate and be dramatic. And they'll take one thing I said and twist it and be like, she said this about you. And then that person will come up to me. Well, before they come up to me, they'll talk to like 10 different people and say, yo, Ashley said this about me. She's a bitch, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll come up to me. Or not even confront me at all. Just stop being my friend. But sometimes they would confront me and be like, I heard you said this about me, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, no. And then there'll be more drama because then the people in the middle, it either turns out they were lying or they were talking crap about me. And it's just so complicated.
Just like a train of just unneeded drama and fake gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's
Not to lie, you do have… RBI, but
yeah.
What's RBI?
Resting a big face.
Oh, RBF, RBF, yeah, RBF, RBF, my bad.
I was like, what's RBI?
Oh.
RBI.
You have a resting… You have a resting bitch interface. RBF,
I do have an RBF, yes.
I feel like nowadays for the younger generation, a lot of the drama can be started and goes on through social media.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
For us, it was MySpace and Facebook at the time, right? There's no like… there is, I guess. But it wasn't really
the
common.
Top 10 drama for MySpace.
There was top 10 drama, man. Man. Even like I felt it too. Like when I would like come down on the list for one of my friends, I'd be like, damn.
I know.
I just like ranked lower like on her list.
Like what? They got a new best friend?
Yeah, bro. I feel like stuff can be taken so out of context… With in the SNS world, in Twitter, in Instagram, whatever, you know, and like,
yeah,
can you imagine with kids nowadays in high school how they would take it and like the drama that starts from that?
Mm. And I feel like because of the internet, it's so much easier to start drama because, like, a long time ago, it's like let's say like you said something and I like recorded a video, I could just like cut the part. And like take it out of context, put that up online.
Right.
And it'll spread super fast. But it's like long time ago, like you couldn't do that.
Yeah, dude.
Like I do feel like… Yeah, definitely drama could get started way easier these days.
Do you guys keep up with all the internet drama and like celebrity gossip and like YouTube drama?
No, I mean, no, I don't really know about it.
I get it. I get it from my friends. Like, they tell me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, did you hear about this? Or like, did you hear about this situation? I mean, I have no idea.
I'm following a few, like, what's called? They're like news outlets that write articles about like K-pop, like the Korean entertainment industry, but it's in English. So like when I'm just like going through Twitter, like I'll see like some like every once in a while, but I don't like search for it, like keep up with it.
Yeah. I don't keep up with it, but I just like reading about YouTube drama because it's just so funny. And I feel like Korean entertainment world, there's not that much drama, right? Because there's not a lot of people dissing each other, like straight up saying things online about or calling someone out even. There's not a lot of that. Right, but in the Western like entertainment industry, I feel like that's a lot more common. And especially YouTubers, that's so much gossip and so much drama with YouTubers.
Yeah, I did hear that.
It's hard to keep up. Because the one moment they're friends and then like next month they're not friends again and then they're friends again and it's just like…
But I feel like, that's part of their business too.
Yeah, it could be a
like marketing strategy.
Yeah. I feel like that's…
You think it's like marketing?
Yeah, like partially. Like sometimes like they could really have a personal problem but then… Who knows? Like maybe it's like let's start this like issue and let's have people talk about it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Bro. You guys ever see that one video of who was the rapper again? I think it was Chamillionaire.
Yeah.
You guys remember Chamillionaire?
I
remember
Chamillionaire. About
it was either Chamillionaire or someone else, but I think it was Chamillionaire. What he was saying in an interview was that 50 Cent one time wanted to start beef with him. And then Chamillionaire met him in person and he was like, yo, 50, like, what's up? I heard you, you know, talking all that. Like, what's up with that? And then 50 was like, nah, bro. He was like, what do you mean? He's like, nah, I threw you an alley-oop and you couldn't dunk it.
Ooh.
That's what
he said. I threw you an alley-oop but you couldn't dunk it. So see, all that drama, what it does in the entertainment industry is create attention and it all comes to you.
What's alley-oop?
Oh, that's
alley-oop.
Like when you pass it and then they catch it in the air and then they dunk or like lay up.
It's like a basketball.
Basically, he was offered him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a free score pretty much.
He was like, I'm 50 Cent. If you start drama with me or if I start drama with you, that's money that goes to your name. You know what I mean? So think about it like this. Like say me and you are rappers. If we diss each other, that's going to create a big buzz, right? Make people choose sides.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, create a huge attention. So… my enemies are also going to watch you and stream your stuff as much as your enemies stream my stuff. So it's like, it's a win-win at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like boxing.
Yeah, it's like boxing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he straight up said that.
He said, I threw you an alley-oop and you couldn't dunk it. I was like, wow. 50 Cent is very, business. I think, business smart.
Smart man.
Marketing smart. Yeah. I think
and the way he said it too. Threw an alley-oop.
Yeah. Chamillionaire's face when he was explaining how he first heard it was funny. He was like,
"Oh wow!"
Because you know, for the normal person, you would think like if someone talks to you that way, they have something against you, and
he probably came
with the intention to squash it or to figure it out, but. It was marketing tactics.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you know that he tried to kind of get the genuine hate out of him to make it more marketable.
Yeah. I mean, just like how you know Jay-Z retired like 5 times too.
Yeah. It's all marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy and it sucks that we live in a world like that. But it's even crazier that it works.
It works.
Yeah, people eat it up.
Yeah, dude. SNS world, just entertainment world in general. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like for entertainment though, more than SNS, it's like word of mouth because, you know, they don't really, because in the entertainment or I don't know about like Western entertainment, but like you know in Korea, all this stuff it's like pretty private.
Yeah.
So they won't ever post it like online.
Yeah.
But then like within like the entertainment field, I feel like it's like. So many like rumors and like all this drama that you hear is all from like it's just like word of mouth.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't know who to trust anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I think is different between Korean entertainment and American entertainment is in America when that beef stuff comes up, people look at the numbers. People are like, oh, traffic on my social media here, traffic on my social media there, streaming of my songs, yada yada yada, right? But in Korea, once one of those come up, it's just like you're out the game. Like people like, oh, they listen to your song. They're like, why are you listening to his song? He's like, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Right, so the drama
out here is different. So I think like you were saying, when people kind of stay more private into themselves, it's all because they're not trying to… Yeah. You know, it's a bad look for them.
Probably.
At the end, has no positive effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have been calling everyone out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm
going to throw you an alley-oop. I'm going to throw you an alley-oop. I'm going to throw you an alley-oop.
Did you have drama after you came to Korea?
To Korea? Not much of a drama, but I did… This is my first time talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have a crew. Mm-hmm. I used to be in a crew. Not offshore, but before that.
Mm-hmm.
And that crew was made before I came to Korea. Mm-hmm. I made it… We all made it together when I was in Canada.
A crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like… We had like artists and we had like producers in there too.
Okay.
Like five of us. I think five or six of us. And then… I've never met these guys in person. I met them through online.
Oh.
It was when I was posting through SoundCloud.
Right.
So we made a crew together and then we decided… Like, let's work together. I'm going to go to Korea.
Yeah.
You know? And then… I met with them and then we were doing our own thing for a while and then we basically got lucky and we were able to meet someone that was able to make our crew into more of a label who was interested in that way. But then our we didn't see eye to eye like with the person, but I did. And I wanted exposure, right? Like I wanted to do well and then… But they had a different plan. Like obviously they want to succeed, but they had a different plan of how they wanted to pursue it.
Right.
What I wanted was more of what this person who's trying to fund us was having. So I decided to go with that route and then it was supposed to be like a clean, like we're
a
good.
A mutual understanding.
And then time passed and I got busy. They got busy and then… I don't know. There's still that tension. And it's hard to talk about it. But then like… time to time people ask too. Like, oh, what happened? Like, what happened to you guys? What are you guys… Why aren't you guys releasing stuff together?
I'm just
like… I don't know. Like, I'm doing my thing.
I mean, I think when it comes to that type of stuff… Both parties… if it was me back then… I feel like when you're young… It's kind of like… You put that more to a side where it's… Oh, but our friendship's on the line.
Yeah.
But like when you get… As you get older… I think it's more like… You know… You want to win and you want others to win. So if that's your intentions and that's your goal… And that's where you see yourself going… You know… That's all you. That's your route. We're going to go this way but we're still… You know… We're still tight and we're still good. It should be like that. And I feel like… There could be a day when… Those guys find that understanding and then… You know… You obviously… You seem like you don't have… much on like held behind you like any type of grudge or anything.
No, not at all.
Business smart. Slash you know just being open minded really.
Like looking back now like we were really like it wasn't that long ago but in that short of time we learned so much I feel like and I'm sure they learned a lot as well. So it's like we're basically like kids. We didn't know much and then it was involving money and stuff like you know.
It's
always a problem. Like money's always
involved.
A problem.
Oh yeah,
money
yeah.
gets involved.
It ruins a lot of things. You know.
Hell yeah.
Suddenly
money drama.
Drama.
But, you know, I think you know that could be resolved as time passes. I think
for sure.
Understanding comes with experience, and both parties might experience stuff where they can, you know, build a bridge and get over that shit.
Good wrap up.
We're gonna get into some mail time, guys.
We have
a user named Momu. And Momu says, "Hello, I'm a listener from South Asia. I've been dealing with this since elementary school and now I'm in high school. People always tend to judge me based off what others say about me and never really put an effort to talk to me in person. I've been in drama where people accuse me of doing things I've never done and saying things I've never said. I used to be super stressed about my image and what others thought about me, but now it affects me lesser than before. But I still sometimes think people hate me and talk bad about me behind my back. I want to ask, what What would you do in my situation, or what would you recommend me to do? She's in high school now. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this.
High school, okay.
As you get older, you realize more and more how much differences you have with people. Have you guys realized that?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And you could either do one or two things. You can meet a middle ground, or if you can't, you know, if there is no middle ground to meet, then you just… That's not the person for you. And if that's not the person for you, and he or she decides to go talk behind your back, that's just… It's almost… I feel like it's almost natural now. Mm. You know what I mean? Like… And it might not be like… Oh, he's whack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a yeah, 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 yeah. It might just be like… You know, something light. Like… Oh, we didn't meet the middle grounds because she's like this. And she's like… Whatever. I don't care. You know, it could be like that. Or it could be like… Like straight up just dissing. But… I've come to a point in my life where it's like… If I hear someone talking about me like that… That's just how they feel. You know, that's what whatever experiences that led them to that point in their life led them to see me in a certain way. And if that's how you see me, that's how you see me. You can't, you know, please 100% of everyone you meet.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
You can't. And then once you know that, it's a lot easier. And, you know, whatever they're saying about you, if it's not true or whatever, it's like, just don't really care about it.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
I feel like if you just tell someone this, it's hard to like really
understand.
Like, you just got to go through it. Like you got to experience it.
I mean, it's hard to just change your like mentality like overnight. But
if it's something that's not true though, I would confront them and be like, "Hey, this stuff about me that you're saying isn't true. I think you need to clear that up with the people you've been talking about behind my back."
Yeah.
I feel like that's disrespectful. I've never said anything untrue about you. Why would you say something untrue about me?
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. As long… I just hope that this person has at least like a few people around her. A few friends in school that she can trust and rely on.
Right.
I honestly… If everyone is against her and everyone… I mean, nobody makes the effort to talk to her, then I would feel super depressed and I would not want to go to school either. Mm-hmm. But if I did have like a few, like one or two friends at least around me that still believed in me and I guess liked me for who I am, then I think I would be okay.
Yeah.
But it's just upsetting because people just say bad things about you and accuse you of things you never did. Like, why? Okay, just they might be jealous.
It could be… Maybe, most of the time it comes from jealousy.
Yeah.
I think. Jealousy is always a huge factor. Or just being inferior almost, you know. It's like…
Inferiority
complex, you know. But whatever the reason may be… I hope like Ashley was saying that you have people behind your back that know you for you and know all these rumors that are being spread about you are false. And I mean the people are spreading the rumors. If you know who it is, I would say approach them and be like, "Hey, I'm not this type of person that you're saying that I am. Please stop talking about me behind my back or like spreading rumors that aren't true. If they're true, I would understand. If not, just that's disrespect."
Yeah, I mean for me though, I feel like if you have a certain image of someone, it's hard to change that image.
Yeah.
So I feel like even confronting them, it might… not do like too much. So then for me, I usually like… If there's like rumors going around about me, I just don't really care about it. Because I'm just like, whatever. Like it's not true, you know, whatever. And then if I get to kind of like… I like end up just like coincidentally being in like the same like hangout or something with them. Then, you know, I'll just be like, all right, like they're probably going to think of me this way, but… You know, you just be yourself and like you show them first that you're not like that and then confront them.
Oh, that's actually a great one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then be like, like I heard you heard this about me or I heard you've been saying this about me. But it's like, like where'd you get that from?
Yeah.
Like where are your sources? And then track down the… No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you heard this about me and you treated me like it's right. But you know what? I'm cool.
Like, yeah, and I just showed you, right?
Right,
right. But yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We have another user, FC from H. Just out of high school, I stopped being friends with almost all of my friends because one of the girls didn't like me when I wouldn't do everything she said or give her things. Kind of got me mad. And they were all in love with her, so they all took her side and became rude towards me. Ooh, it's getting me mad. Since then, years later, every one of them has tried to be my tried being my friend again. Even the girl who caused all the problems. I wasn't willing to be their friend again. I have since decided to forgive them for being young and dumb, but I don't know if that means friendship. Another time, a friend while drunk laid into me, telling me that I thought I was better than everybody. I suffer from high level anxiety and I think I was very much the opposite, by the way. They apologized the next day, but I took it as I wasn't a very good friend to them, so I stopped being friends with them. And just today, I decided not to be friends with another person. Mm-hmm. We would make plans to go do this or do that, and they would always just do something else, wouldn't tell me, unless I would be trying to figure out meeting times and such. I have a bunch of friends that complain about bad people in their lives, but they still keep them there. Is this what we're supposed to do? Is keeping around these bad people what we're supposed to do? Am I too much of a drama queen?
But first off, how old is this person?
I think…
Oh, my bad.
She's just out of high school.
Just out of high school?
Yeah. So, college years?
College years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean… a lot of people in America, they make new friends when they go to college anyway. So, yeah. If you want, you could cut them off.
plain and simple.
But I mean… for the people that keep the quote-unquote bad people in their lives… It might be because they're really close friends. Because, you know, like for me too, like when there's some people that I see and like they're just like, they're repeating the same mistakes, but they're all just like, man, like I gotta get my life together, but they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep doing the same stuff over and over again. Just because of that, I don't like cut them out of my life. You know, I like True. Keep trying to help them. Like, yo, like you got to get your shit together. Like, hey, like you got to try at least. Like, you got to do this. And I'll check up from time to time. Like, yo, are you doing this? Are you doing that? That might be a reason why they're keeping these quote unquote bad people in their lives because they're already really good friends and they're trying to help them out. But I think if you're on terms where it's like you're not really that close and you think they're like bad people, you don't have to keep them in their in your lives. I think.
Yeah.
Those friends though. I would… If I was in this situation… I wouldn't mind being acquainted again… with the people that kind of turned their backs on me. But I don't know if I would like… Yeah, I don't know if I'd be best friends with them.
True that.
Again.
Mm. Yeah. I think that one… Definitely. Mm. Yeah. I think for the one where she's talking about a friend that is… You know… Kind of flaking… meeting someone else and wouldn't tell me.
Right.
You know. If they're like that… I mean, your time isn't important to them as much as you hope for.
They're not respecting your time.
Yeah. And time is everything, man. Time is something that you'll never get back in life.
Mm.
And if they don't have the… You know, respect towards… What you… You know, what you hold precious to you… That's… I don't think you need to be friends with that type of people, to be honest with you.
Say it more confidently.
Mm. Yeah. And don't be friends with them.
I think she was talking about like how they were high school friends and then to continue on the friendship from high school friends. Like I think people have like that thing where like you gotta stay friends after high school. You know that? Like,
Yo,
high school friends stay forever. You know what I mean?
BFF.
Like, yeah. But like I don't see that. Like if they're not your people, like you can… It's okay to move on. Like, you'll always be able… You can find new friends when you're 40, 50, 60. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So… eventually… If it just… You know…
Yeah.
If bad people are around you… Like just kind of… It's okay to just, you know, cut them off. Or not cut them off, but just accept that… Just really just accept that they're not…
Your
really
people.
connecting with you.
Yeah,
because… I know in Korea, like starting from high school to like even way later, like a lot of times people are like still like super close friends.
Yeah.
Middle
school friends. Yeah, starting from like middle school, like elementary, like, you know, they just go like all the way. But I know a lot of times in America, because you go to like school out of states and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like not at where you used to be. Like even if it's a 40-minute drive away, it's like just in a different city or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know a bunch of people where they'll maybe have their like best friend. Like they're still friends with them, but like all the other friends, they don't really talk to them and stuff. Mm. And they have a whole new group of friends like starting college and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like…
I think it's… This is important too. Whether if you're an influencer or if you're a person that's influenced. So like if you have friends… Mm-hmm. A certain, like if you're the type to have friends that are moved by you… Mm. And you create the, you know…
The atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Then it's much easier to kind of move on and just kind of go somewhere else and create that new atmosphere again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're someone that's a follower more of it, not that it's a bad thing, but like I'm a sort of a follower as well. Mm. Like I kind of change, my life changes a lot.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know if you guys understand, but like my life changes like in terms of like where I live, like who I'm seeing.
What your goals are.
Well, yeah, what your goals are. Right. It always changes, right? So if you're that kind of person, it's like… It may be hard for you. But then at the end, like you're becoming a better person every time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like nearly everyone is like that.
Though. Yeah.
You have to change your atmosphere and you have to change your surroundings and your setting according to what's best for you.
Mm.
You know? Whether that that means cutting off toxic people in your life or, you know, just… being around more fun people because you're trying to have fun. I don't know. Yeah. It could be anything really, but if you feel like there's people with not that good of an influence to your life around you right now, mm-hmm. I feel like it's not bad to cut them off. And
don't let them live your life, man. Like,
You know what? On that note, we're gonna end today's episode because we gave you some gems today. If you wish to stay updated on this show full of gems, please connect with our IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, thank you, Junie,
for participating
in these three episodes. Right. Amazing.
Shout out your Instagram one more time.
Instagram, JNKMSC. If you search Junie, JUNNY, you'll find me.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Be sure to look him up. What was I gonna say? Yeah.
Wait, before we close.
One time though. Hey, let me flex my healer's tee one time. Everybody, this is a healer's tee. Proceeds go to anti-bullying. A nonprofit that helps with anti-bullying. And let's spread more love. You know, let's heal each other.
Yeah.
We need that. All right. That being said, thank you so much for watching today's episode. And we'll see you next time. All right.
Bye-bye. Heal the world.
Dive Studios.
Yeah.
Ah.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.